Welcome to Morning Prayer, produced 5 days a week by the Diocese of Worcester in collaboration with WTAG. I'm David Evans, your host this week from Second Church of Christ, Scientist, Worcester. People want to make progress. They want to make progress in their individual lives, of course, but many are also interested in progress for all of society. Sometimes, though, progress comes to a halt, and it can look as if there's no way to get moving again. But the Bible repeatedly suggests that it doesn't have to be that way, that even when barriers seem insurmountable, there is a way to overcome them. Here's one example. The Hebrew people were enslaved in Egypt, but through a series of spiritual discoveries, Moses realized that divine help, spiritual power, was available to take the whole nation from slavery to freedom, and he was able to convince the people of this. The Egyptians at first agreed to let them go, but then they figured they'd made a mistake, so the army went after the Hebrews to force them back into slavery. The Hebrews were making progress, but then it seemed to come to a stop. A sea blocked their path. But they discovered that spiritual power, the power of good, was at hand, and they were able to get beyond the sea successfully and leave the Egyptians and slavery behind forever. What does this have to do with us today? Lots. When a sea of problems seems to block our progress, that same power of good is available. All we have to do is align ourselves with it and avail ourselves of it. May we all find, as the Hebrews did, that the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. Amen.